The Liat Contacts of Professor Hernandez, Part 10. The notes show that this dialogue took place in November of 1975. From Chapter 24. On Space Travel. The universe is an immense spiral, Liat told Professor Hernandez. The galaxies in some parts are superposed one upon others. They form parallel levels. They are controlled by aggregations, and even within the same celestial groups, they repel each other due to their own magnetic fields. One, it is like a right to have their own space and their own movement, the absolute right of individuality. This also you see among humans. Enormous networks of various energies surround all of the planets. Hyperspace is still a great secret to your community. Nevertheless, once you have dominated the hyperspace, you will understand the why of the velocity of our ships. In the next decade, news will be disseminated about three of the greatest nuclear accidents, space accidents, and other similar catastrophes. How do you travel in space? Well, we reach hyperspace employing our own magnetic field as well as utilizing energetic elements that have a great similarity to the mineral gases that surround the universe, though many times we opted to make our travel through enormous energetic networks that impel us toward hyperspace and which likewise, in questions of energetic friction, helps to avoid being disintegrated in space. We also employ energy such as hydrogen and oxygen when we descend to your planet. We travel with our own magnetic field, which permits us to move in any atmosphere like a small planet within its system. We are so enclosed to protect ourselves from characteristic viruses of worlds adjacent to our own. We avoid space bacteria of characteristics your humanity is unaware of. Nevertheless, the low density of ozone in some parts more than in others, reduces the filtration of some germs which slowly descend and fall on fertile fields of your world. When we have reached hyperspace, we travel by inertia through the normal networks with that which feeds our ship. However, I can tell you that other civilizations which have came to your planet supply themselves with electricity through powerful absorbers, which they then store in small receptacles. This is taken in through long tubes and stored in millimetric boxes. Other universes utilize gases of various origins, overall energy that could be taken from your own world. However, not all the races that live in this galaxy have came to dominate hyperspace. Reaching that level is not easy. The most convenient is to utilize natural energy to avoid friction and pressure within and without the ships, with which they accelerate. At times, if not properly controlled, the metabolism of living organisms which travel in them is destroyed, whether they are humans, animals or insects. The lower bacteria can resist high pressures. If natural energy is not employed, can provoke alterations in the energetic lines of force, and these could provoke a much greater disaster in the interior of the ship. Very well, it is important to know the better metal with which to construct a ship. This must be made with elements which cannot be repelled by this universe. We use hydrogen and oxygen to construct our ships. 5. How can you achieve that? Well, we achieve this by using it in solid form. From Chapter 25. Disseminate the word. A further extract from the dialogue that took place in November of 1979, according to the professor's diary and memos to himself. Listen, professor, continued Liat, the knowledge is shared. The cooperation between the advanced civilizations and mutual investigations have made it possible for our race to advance in more and more knowledge. For this, for all that has been lost when ambition moves the great countries, we feel that it is time that the terrestrial begins to look beyond himself. Why is it indispensable that all have access to this knowledge that you have given me? Do you think for a moment that anyone would really understand the message? You and your congenerationals, like the other races distributed throughout your world, pertain to the species we call ephemeris, as to say that your time of life is very, very short compared to races that succeed in living thousands of years. The time of life of the human of your world is so short, and the damage that is inherited through your descent is so great, that we are worried. Really, the damage left by past generations of thousands of years to the present time is minimal, compared to that which has been left you by only 100 years of your generation. In less than 100 years your inhabitants have produced much more damage than in all the previous epochs. This is due to your acquiring the knowledge of destruction, and this you view not only as a means of survival, but it also is seen as an augmentation to ambitions and the desire for power. Those who preceded you did not have access to this knowledge, not in the proportion that you have. We believe that you are not aware of the transitory circumstances of your existence and the characteristics of your race. There is much that is absurd in the processes of your world, and it seems illogical to us that you permit this among yourselves. Those powers that engage in bloody invasions, mercenaries who kill only for the desire to do it, have killed to give way to a civilization still more criminal than that of Genghis Khan or Hitler. Point. Why do you not understand that the time has come to reflect upon the damage wrought to your planet? Look, for example, due to the loss of the ozone, your climate in many parts of your world is changing. In this also you have the injection of an orbital change of 14.5 degrees that your terrestrial axis has deviated. You are beginning to lose your orbit, 3 and 4 that the climate of your countries has changed. But of this, though it is a really significant signal, you have taken no account, immersed, as you are in your own hallucinations. Point. In your desire to reach powers in proportion without measure. We are like unconscious creatures on the universal plane. Your changes are beginning to manifest themselves. There are really notable men in your world, men that authentically desire to live in peace, who respect it themselves and for others. But there is still the greater imperative of the enormous interests, that all those options that might be indicative of emotional maturity, she looked at me. Point. Discontinue. There are races in the universe who have great interest in your world, races that surely are intending a great conflagration among yourselves that will allow them to take possession of your world and its inhabitants. They inspire all kinds of murderous feelings. Point. In weak hearts and minds. The strong will try to move toward a system of conscience and balance, of harmony and respect. You are strong, Professor. Point. Though you still move in a circle from which there is no easy escape. The future of your planet is not alluring, Professor. There come times truly difficult, really dramatic. Your world and its destiny worries us intensely, but it is precisely for this respect that we came to civilizations like yours. We cannot interfere. We can only suggest a change, if perhaps you happen to be predisposed to it. What can we do to avoid the apocalyptic destiny that you predict for my world? In many cases you can make it. In the first place you must stop your aggressive tendencies, which today is a common thing on your planet. Even small children already show characteristics of aggression. The frustrations supplant the normal benefits in your life. Parents do not demonstrate love to their children for fear that it will be interpreted as a weakness. Point. But that is no more than pride. Nobleness has been lost in 60% of the cases. There is a false value placed on principles. She moved her head slowly and said, "An intelligent being such as the human of your world does not deserve to terminate himself violently.